Second. Okay, people have agreed to accept the men and please raise their hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I said the men are by unanimous. Okay. Ordained the national board meeting. So I called Leslie, invite her to come to the meeting. I asked her what the meeting going to be. She said they are negotiating with different. Ray, can you hear me?
Ray?
Yes. Okay. Wake up.
That'll do.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. I haven't heard from her. So as soon as I get information, I'm trying to put a meeting together, but we don't even know what the place is. Ray, do you have any information about this national board meeting on August? Where they're going to be?
Well, I didn't check my emails recently. However, the last I heard, Leslie told us that they were working on finding a place, and as soon as they got it, they would let us know. So I didn't have that information, no.
Okay.
So that's the answer.
So tomorrow doesn't start tomorrow? No, wow. I thought of August, but August. 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 that's some of the procedures that I think that we should have, which is, first of all, we're going to hear from the lab members who want to talk about the reason to vote in favor or against draft B. And then we're going to open up that from the listeners to also have, and we're going to limit it out because there's so many people here.
May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
That we call the vote, and then we vote, and then have whatever public discussion, or if necessary, if individual land members need to speak, they can speak then.
Because are you going to vote first?
No.
Because clearly lots of people came with things specifically to say, and I think when you vote, what they want to say will probably be why you voted that particular way. Then you will have a chance to respond, rather than having a discussion, then you vote, then you have another discussion. I'm just suggesting that we vote, and then you have a discussion. If anybody wants to ask specifically someone why they voted that way, then they can respond.
No, I don't.
Just
a
suggestion.
I think it's a good suggestion.
So undemocratic.
I just wanted to go by a standard protocol that that I think that we have used, where you sign people up for listener comments.
Right.
Perhaps the 2 minutes listener comments. Sign up as many people as want to speak and let them have their say. And when that is finished, let the lab vote as we normally do on items that are on the agenda. And I do believe that people have a right to speak and have a right to be heard, and what they have to say, that I would like to be able to take that into consideration when I cast my vote.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying that people going to speak first.
Public comment, yes.
Public comment. And then people are going to vote.
A 2 minute public comment. I'm here to stay.
Okay.
I'm not rushing this.
Okay, so we got two positions here.
No, I wasn't making a motion.
Okay.
I was really making a suggestion. If you can do as Errol said.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with it.
All right. So I was thinking to go first to have the lab people who want to speak on that issue. and then going to have the people names from the public to, you know, and then distribute the time.
Given that it's limited amount of time, I would certainly be willing. We will be voting. I'd be more than willing to let those listeners have. I would just suggest that you structure the block of time in some kind of way that makes sense so that as many people as possible who want to speak can speak, but we don't abuse the time.
Maybe I can put a time limit on the presentation.
Yeah.
And a rule that nobody repeats what somebody else has said.
Okay.
And I think all can be said in 1 minute time.
Well, I just wonder in terms of the time because I don't know how many people want to speak. Maybe only two people want to speak.
They didn't come all the way
okay.
here.
So, okay, let's start with names. Okay,
public comments.
Who do I want to talk? Okay, who wants to talk? Public comment. Oh, okay, let's go. Let's start here.
Why don't you get a list and just...
He's making the list.
Okay,
yeah.
Making the list. Oh, he knows all the people. Okay.
Well, I go to try. Michael. Rachel.
Who want to go first? Raise your hand and call out your name. Okay. Miguel can write it down.
Enzo. Who else?
Bob.
Rob. Who else?
Mara.
Steffi. I just go around. Okay, I go around there. Okay, I come here.
Lou.
Patty. Okay, and anybody around there?
Yes.
Carol.
Alex.
Bill.
Come around here. You don't speak? No, come on.
Paul.
Sheila.
Gary behind you.
Paul.
Gary.
Gary.
You didn't have your name in before. Mike Beasley.
Mike.
Look at how late. These two right here.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Joshua.
Bob. All right, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. It's not that many.
Got the people here.
1 minute
each
and
2 minutes.
Well, yeah, but... Okay, 2 minutes. Is that 2 minutes of anything? Okay. All right, Mitchell.
Hi, my name is Mitchell Cohn. I'm here to urge the lab, for better or for worse, to support the bylaws as presented by the IPMB. I think it's really crucial that the lab vote and get the bylaws done. The idea that we can wait and jerk around with this puts the entire network in jeopardy. Gary Null has already talked about funding hijackers who are going to be going to the judge should this bylaws not pass on Friday, and they're going to be filing to put the whole network in receivership. We don't know how, whether we like that or not, whether we think how the judge will rule or not is one thing. I have no idea, none of us do. But we're jerking around with things that we shouldn't be jerking around with. I have been attacked personally for stating my position for a number B, the bylaws that are currently before us. I've been called a racist. I've been called a racist for supporting what previously was the KPFA bylaws with 50% constituency minimum by some of the same people who are sitting at the table today. I've been trashed for all sorts of attacks for just my position on this issue. Juan Gonzalez has been blasted by people on this board and others for calling him a bourgeois sellout for supporting draft B. It's outrageous. If we can't learn to have differences without dragging people through the mud, we're not going to learn how to conduct ourselves in terms of running a network properly. That's outrageous. And I call on the board now to denounce those tactics that have existed in the past and that continue to exist today. I also wanted to point that the current bylaws allow the listeners to have membership rights for the first time in history. That's absolutely crucial. It's one of the things that we were fighting for all these years. If you don't vote for the bylaws, you're denying the listeners the right to have membership status and the staff, membership status in this corporation and voting for the station boards. And you should not do that. You should resign before you cast that vote. That you'll be disenfranchising all the listeners who fought so long and hard all together in the struggle.
Okay,
we're now being denounced. Thank you. Enzo.
Enzo Bar, los amigos de WBAI de Long Island. I wanted to read a little bit of the epic of the gaucho in Argentina. Martín Fierro, the gaucho that was persecuted, rejoins the sons and he gives advice. And the advice he gives is, los hermanos sean unidos, porque esta es la ley primera. Tengan unión verdadera en cualquier tiempo que sea, porque si entre ellos se pelean, los devoran los de afuera. Translated, it says that the brothers should be united, because that's the first law, that the union should be true in any time and in any circumstances, because if they fight between them, the outsiders will devour them. And I would like to know why the blood cannot follow the famous Chinese philosopher, modern, that said the main contradiction is between us and the outsiders. And then we solve the main contradiction, and then we can go to the lesser contradictions among ourselves. Why don't we kick out the outsiders first, and then we settle things? So I think if the board votes against B, we should be united, because after that, we will have to recover again the radio. And that struggle is going to be much, much harder. So please, whatever you vote, try to be not to blame and to be united, because if you defeat Plan B, the hijackers will come back and we will have to retrieve the radio again.
Rob?
Okay, Bob Goldberg from Long Island Friends of WBAI. And since I have a short time, I won't even use all of it. I have to say what Mitchell said and what Enzo said in Spanish, which I don't understand. I agree with. Okay. Yes, I urge the board to vote for Plan B, not because of opposition to diversity or even how to achieve it, but just because I want to get away from the court control and to give us the control. The bylaws can be modified at a later time, but if we lose that opportunity, if the court takes it away from us, from the local boards here and at the other four stations, we will be in a worse situation. So that's my talk.
Okay, we're going to be short. Mara.
Don't worry. Yes, hi everybody. My name is Mara Barth from Long Island, WBI Friends of Long Island. Well, I am in the minority, I am Spanish, and I have felt, and I still feel, that this is the only radio that really represents me. I mean, the minority, let's put it that way. And I feel represented by Bernard White, by Mimi Rosenberg, but anyone that is in the radio, I don't make a difference if they are Spanish or no Spanish. They talk my own language. They talk what I want to hear. They talk, and I want to say this radio, because since 3 years, when was the coup? 2 years ago, right? We have been fighting for this radio, and this radio is ours now. And I want to keep it. And I think it's important for us to vote today for the Plan B, because otherwise someone else is going to take it. And we are going to be fighting. There are so many issues, so important at this moment in this country and outside the world. I mean, we are in the world that is not justice. We are in Colombia. We have $1.2 billion spending. In Argentina, that never happened. We have militaries from the United States of America in Argentina. There are so many issues that this radio has to take, it's doing, but we have to concentrate on that issues. We have to save this radio. And as minority, it's my only radio. And so I ask the board to vote for a Plan B.
All right. Steffi?
Yeah, hi, Steffi Brooks. While the bylaws debate continues, all the local advisory boards around the country are prevented from doing work that labs and later local station boards need to do. We need to be doing outreach. We need to be conducting a million member campaign. We need to be recruiting and training a new generation, a young generation of radical journalists. I was at the election forum last night, and it was just stunning. The youngest person in the room is Joy Williams, who is our elections coordinator. We really are aging. Pacifica is. And the bylaws debate is really taking us away from the important work that Pacifica has. That's number one. And connected to that, I don't see any kind of movement if BAI votes down Plan B. I don't see any future compromise possible to bring us closer together, because the people opposed to Plan A firmly believe that Plan A is illegal and can't move on that. Speaking of which, the Diversity Language Committee failed to get the legal opinion from Ted Shaw and Lonnie Guineer that was promised by Ray at the IPNB meeting, which set up the Diversity Language Committee. So unless the WBA lab can guarantee that Plan A is legal, as Plan B has been vetted to be legal, then I think it would be highly irresponsible to open up this foundation to the kinds of lawsuits that are guaranteed with Bush in the White House and his cronies on the Supreme Court.
All right. Can they? All right. Lou?
Yeah. The reason I'm here today and the reason I'm in the elections forum that I went to last night is that I believe that BAI has to be a democratically run institution, because otherwise it has no right to talk about democracy.
I can't hear.
BAI has to be a democratic institution, otherwise it has no right to talk about democracy in the greater society. And I'm not talking about having vast meetings where everybody discusses every little decision. But anybody who does work for BAI as a volunteer or whatever, or contributes as little as $25, so I know that's a lot of money to some people, should be able to have a voice in what the institution is doing. To say that the argument for diversity is the diversity, so-called diversity model, is that make sure that BAI is diverse, but and also that it represents certain viewpoints. All right, and I think if you don't trust the people that contribute time and money to BAI, then I don't understand that argument. Also, by the way, I wanted to say we had the elections forum meeting last night, and the phrase on waivers reads that the board has to decide the waivers on a case-by-case basis, which I think means that the board has to vote on each individual waiver, strictly speaking, on a case-by-case basis. You know, maybe somebody has a copy of the bylaws and can look that up.
Thank you. Patty?
All right, well, some people said some things already, but I think there's, I just want to say there are landmines out there. And a vote not to pass the bylaws that have been affirmed already by two-thirds majority of the national board, which was really a miracle. I mean, Marion Barry was not on the phone call, and other things that happened, that in order to get past the dysfunctional IPNB was a miracle, and that occurred. And two labs have passed the bylaws. It's up to one more lab. And to me, to oppose, you know, if this lab doesn't vote, it's saying one thing, that you support the courts deciding the fate of the network instead of democratic elections. Because, first of all, on the internet and in meetings, many people on this board and in the Diversity Language Committee and everything have blamed Carol Spooner and taken her to task for involving the courts and the judge. But in fact, you know, this was an extended date by the courts and had to be taken to the judge because of, we've extended this already one time already. We're going to be past extending again. Therefore, if there's no ratification on these bylaws tonight at BAI, it will be the WBAI Local Advisory Board that is taking this network to court. And it will not be Carol Spooner, because this lab has a chance tonight to vote for the bylaws and get us out of the way of the courts and out of the way of the hijackers who did attend the WPFW meeting on Saturday where they opposed the bylaws. 10-0, they oppose the bylaws. The WPFW does not have a strategy except rejection of the current bylaws. Mm-hmm. KPFK wants democratic elections and transparency with more local control. Can I just finish?
Okay.
They would not change. They won't change their minds then and won't now. And their ideas are not in draft A, B, or C. So they're not going to agree on draft A either.
Okay.
There is not going to be a compromise. We're going to drag this out some more with the same arguments that we've had this whole time.
Carol. Oh, I'm
sorry. I would like to yield my time to Patty so she can finish her statement.
You hear everything?
That's okay. No, it's all right.
Wait, just 1 minute.
Just a minute.
What? Can you hear?
Wait, guys.
I'm trying to get some clarity.
But you heard Patty.
Ray?
Yes.
Who did you hear?
I heard Mitch Cohen, I heard Patty.
Okay. You're hearing.
That's all I wanted to know.
That's all we
wanted to know. Okay. But I didn't
speak yet.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just
I mean, are you agreeing to say?
I'll just finish it. You know, there has been no compromise, and there will not be compromise by any of these groups that are opposing passing these bylaws right now. It's going to continue the same way that it has been, or the judge is going to take control. And the only way out of this is to pass these bylaws tonight so we can have our own democratic elections. And it's true. How can you not have faith in your listenership when you guys all support the station and the programming on it, yet you're going to denounce the listeners that are going to elect the board? I just don't understand. And the bylaws, they can be amended. They can be amended by the elected people. They will not be chosen and changed by the hijackers, Bertram Lee, who is still interested in buying radio stations. And he still sits on the board with Marion Barry and James Ferguson and the hijackers that
installed a network already, and you guys are allowing it to go back to them to make any decisions or to have any hand in this network, is a crime. It will be the WBAI lab that is the lab that is going to put this network in the court's hands, not Carol Spooner.
Hi, I'm a long-time listener, and I'm here to urge the board to vote for the bylaws. And I want to bring in a little bit of recent history to that effect. In the late 90s, I think it was 99, there was an attempted and partially successful takeover of our station in Berkeley. And what was behind that was an attempt, essentially, to fire the listeners. And as you know, in the Christmas coup we had here 2.5 years ago, there was a takeover of this station, another attempt to fire the listeners. I think it's clear that the overwhelming majority of listeners are in favor of some kind of bylaws being in place, and they're not all that concerned any longer about the details. And I think it's furthermore clear that there is nothing on the agenda other than Plan B at this point, and if you vote against it, you're in effect firing the listeners once more. And if you do that, then you should realize that your legitimacy as a board is finished. The only legitimacy this board has, this unelected board, is that it has an interim. It's an interim entity who is supposed to be working to bring about some bylaws so that we have a genuine functioning board in the future. And if you strike down the only bylaws that are on the agenda at this point, you lose your legitimacy and you should all resign.
Bill.
Hi, I'm Bill Kropp. I have been with this institution for, in one form or another, for about 30 years. I'm a listener primarily, though, and I've seen it from both perspectives. And I hadn't given much thought to speaking right now, but I cannot speak more eloquently than some of the speakers I've already heard. I think there's too much at stake to, at this point, risk a legally questionable plan, namely Plan A, and Plan B will not negate the possibility and the promise of diversity. People make the assumption of Plan A means diversity and Plan B means something else. Nothing can be further from the truth, and it doesn't give the listenership credit for having the decency and the perspective to vote as they see on issues rather than on color lines. And I think that's what is at the root of, I mean, unfortunately, this problem, as well as many other problems that have plagued the station and the Pacifica network. And there is too much at stake to avoid going as a renegade station among the five that comprise the network. I think we have to avoid a court test. I urge you, I implore you.
Shiva.
I appreciate everyone came here, but I would like to point out that the people that are in this room are not all the listeners of WBA. I just went to a forum on the 16th of July called the Other Battle Bus. It was an evening of resistance to U.S. intervention in the Philippines and in Korea, and there were 200 Asian activists and community members in that meeting, and I think of the people here, I saw Muntu and Mike Beasley, but nobody else.
You saw me.
And Gail. Rashida. Okay, thank you. But I would say these people are not here. And there's a reason for that. It's because Pacifica does not have a history of supporting the Asian community, the East Asian community. There's no programming on the radio for the community. The program, which unfortunately was bumped and did not happen, would have been a landmark historical program for WBAI. I also am a member of an Undoing Racism workshop up in Rockland County. It's a very diverse, multicultural group. This group is shocked that Draft B could come before this organization, Pacifica, the voice of progress in the United States, is going to come out against affirmative action. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. There's some kind of something going on in this room. I don't know what it is, but it's not reality. Okay? Some kind of other standard. And there's a group of activists here who have been with Pacifica a long time, and believe me, it becomes like a way of life. But there are a lot of people out there that don't have time to come to these meetings because they're busy in their community. And it's those communities of color that Pacifica must serve. These people will not necessarily show up in your electorate. There is a huge Arab community out there and Muslim community which cannot vote. They cannot register because they are being arrested if they sign their name. So do you think they're going to sign up and vote in Pacifica? They need a voice. Pacifica needs affirmative action. And the only reason Pacifica is in court, of course you have to go back and ask for an extension, but you don't have to ask for receivership. You don't have to ask to disenfranchise three African-American voter directors on the board in order to sneak past draft B, which obviously is not going to pass.
All right,
thanks. Okay, well, this lab has a choice.
Excuse me, sir. We all listen to you, and I wish you'd...
Go ahead.
Okay. I think you have a choice. This lab has a choice. You can vote in a way that we can all leave this room and go work to bring all of those communities into Pacifica. Bring them in as members, as listeners, work for programming. We can unite around the Pacifica mission, or you can vote. So for the next 16 months, we'll be talking about how we're going to do it. We're going to be talking about bylaws. We're going to be talking about language. But we're not going to be doing a damn thing. We're spending 3 hours here tonight. If you reject the bylaws, you're going to be spending 3 hours here on many other occasions talking about how are we going to build Pacifica. This is an endless cycle. Now, I also have to report that last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, the steering committee of the New Jersey Concerned Friends of WBAI voted 9-0 to endorse Plan B. We didn't vote to endorse it because we think it's an ideal plan, or that's our favorite plan, but we voted for it because, frankly speaking, there's no other alternative, and there will be no other alternative for months to come, if ever. And I'll break that down in a second. Subsequent to our vote, we posted a resolution voting to endorse B, and we got feedback from 60 members of the Concerned Friends of WBAI New Jersey. 59 said, we're for you, go tell the lab to vote for B. One person said no, 59-1.
Okay.
That's going to be the way it is throughout the listenership. Now, I got...
Time is up.
All right, now, I just want to be sure that the people on this lab are aware of what is actually taking place in this foundation. You are aware that Ken Ford, Robert Farrell, and, quote, others submitted a letter to Judge Sabraw saying that they want Pacifica put into receivership. Today, on the new Pacifica listserv, a woman from Los Angeles, whose name is Nalini Lazarowicz, who is publicly identified with the Shub regime at KPFK, announced and described the fact that she participated and supported Ken Ford, Farrell, and, quote, others, and Gary Null in their letter to try to bring Pacifica into receivership. And she outlined the strategy. The strategy is to appoint a receiver, to dissolve the IPNB, and also, take note of this, to dissolve the labs. Okay? It's a real thing. You know, these people are not talkers, they're doers. They've done it once, and they are not only planning, but they are poised to do it again. And if you vote no, there is no plan. Plan A is dead. It got 2 votes on the IPNB. KPFK attacked Plan A yesterday. It attacked
the entire bylaw structure which Plan A is a part of. Diversity is only one small part of it. Washington attacked Plan A. There's no support for Plan A in the labs. There's no support for Plan C. There's only one option, or else we're going to be in it for another 2 years and we'll go get nowhere.
Gary.
Well, this is getting more interesting each time I come lately after 2 years of not going to these meetings. It gets curiouser and curiouser. The rebirth of Utreceism without Utrece will inevitably be defeated. And, of course, today we all want to fight racist white supremacy, especially Bush, marching into Liberia, marching into Monrovia. And yet, a number of BAI producers, Hugh Hamilton, Hafez Selassie, David Rothenberg, any good men, Counterspin, are all supporting Bush's march into Liberia. So if you want to fight racist white supremacy at WBAI Pacifica, you take a stand against all of that on the air, pushing how dare they promote U.S. imperialism in Africa. U.S. imperialism out of Africa. Two, three, many Vietnams. It is hilarious. It is absolutely hilarious that only yesterday this same crowd, the mainstream of the anti-war movement, was hysterically demonizing Bush and company, and now it is they lick his cowboy boots on the march into Monrovia. I am in stitches laughing at this spectacle. So you want to fight racist white supremacy? Then you stop these producers going on the air promoting Bush marching into Monrovia.
All right,
using the UN, using Colin Powell as his front, of course. Right. That's how it's done, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Mike.
I'd like to say to the board, I wish you weren't here, wish you'd have to make the decision you're going to have to make. Okay? But times are tough. We're in a world war. And we may not be in this room. We may be in a jail next year. Or the other. You have to stand by the principle. I told you that from the beginning. I was against full elections, sat out in the elections committee. I'm against elections. I spoke to the listeners, not the people here, the real listeners, at demonstrations and meetings. And nobody's concerned. That's why they're not here. They're concerned about what they hear on the air. They're concerned about Amy. They're not concerned about bylaws. Okay? The people in KPFA that came out didn't come out for the local area lab. Matter of fact, most of them don't know who that is. Okay? The people came out for the people on the air. So I want you to understand, the representation of all these listeners are not the representation of the people. So I want you to think about this in terms of principle. You're going to make a decision. And how are the people in here? Like I said, in Washington, D.C., before these rules, these came down, where's the beef? There was no power exchange, okay, in Washington, D.C., in the DoubleTree Hotel, when Pete Moran got up there with his thoughts. I'm the only one that got up there and said, where the hell's the power? Okay? I'm the one that asked for listener empowerment, not by elections, by a direct vote. V-O-T-E. There is no election on here. Direct democracy is a vote. I'm saying to you, vote your conscience, your heart. Think about the people who are not here. The people who are getting locked up every day. And don't do what some people did, Russell Simmons. Drop the rock. Don't compromise with other people's lives. He went in there, like some people here talk about that kind of shit. Okay? And he made a deal. The deal is no good. You're either for it or you're against it. You can't go halfway with slavery.
Thank you.
I think it's important to remember. Okay, sure. It's important to remember how we got to this moment in the bylaws situation. It goes back to the moment early this year when there was broad consensus throughout the network that there needed to be a strong affirmative action mechanism, which at that point was to call for 50% of the local board elections through 50% people of color, 50% women. When legal problems were pointed up with that, then the question was how to maintain that principle that this network has got to speak to the diversity of agencies out there, and it has to meet its mission about dealing with the cause of racial conflict and other forms of conflict. So the problem is that there's been a lot of time spent on developing some possible remedies for that, but none of those remedies have brought total consensus. But I think what everyone is forgetting here is that there hasn't been a chance to have the contending parties really sit at the table from the national board and the local board and discuss face-to-face what are the issues that concern them about the different remedies that are offered. And I think it's very feasible, unlike all the fears that people have that this will go on for months and months, that with a couple more meetings, a compromise will be reached. There will be some form of diversity that's not to either side's complete liking, and it can be run past a lawyer with expertise and resolved. But what I don't think is going to happen is that this judge, who made it very clear 2 weeks ago, he rejected the motion for receivership. He's not going to turn this over to a bunch of strangers that don't know anything about Pacifica. He's made it very clear that he respects the hard work that the board has done. And even if I didn't agree with his ruling, he said that he trusts the process to work within the network. And I think that's what has to keep happening. Within the network, people have to sit together, use a mediator if necessary, and resolve this. And I think it will happen if there's goodwill, and if people will all on all sides will turn down the temperature of the rhetoric.
What is your point?
Jim. Jim?
Last
one.
Chairperson of Long Island Friends of WBAI, we also had a vote in our group at our meeting, and 8 people voted in favor of Plan B, and none voted against it, and then we put it on our listserv, and on the listserv, all the responses were in favor of Plan B. I just want to say that I think that this is a momentous time right now. I think that everybody expects that the lab here is going to vote against Plan B. If the lab doesn't, if the lab really votes for Plan B tonight, I think it'll transform all kinds of things. It'll show a great strength the lab, and I think that it can make the future really much better for everybody by bending rather than being sticking to the same thing.
All right.
Listening to what's happening is very simple. Yes. Vote for Plan B or lose the station. We can change the bylaws later. In fact, I came about a bylaw that I didn't like. I'm not even going to talk about that. We'll talk about that after Plan B has been passed. Because if it isn't passed, we lose the station. Simple as that.
Yeah. Look, I want to be proud of you guys when I go home tonight. And there are two things about us. We prevail, and we want to survive. We've got to survive. And the only way we're going to prevail and survive, and traversity doesn't stop us here at BAI. We know that the echelon is listening to us in the ceiling at this moment. Norman Siegel said to me, how many listeners, how many paid subscribers does Don Rojas have? One? I said, 1 million. He said, how many do you have? I said, 28,000. He said, don't you think, Joshua, that you have a very long way to go? And one of the reasons why we only have 28,000 subscribers, paid subscribers, is that the great majority of people cannot really comprehend what we're about. So when we do ridiculous things like this, drag these things out in court, pass these bylaws, trust the listeners, we can amend these bylaws in the future many times over. But let's get rolling, get the real business of Pacifica and WBAI rolling and moving, and vote on those bylaws.
Okay, we've got about 15 more minutes, so for the statutory 10 minutes. But so for the people from the lab, before we vote, who want to speak on that issue? Nobody wants to talk?